bad weather is about to hit me. I've got minutes until the deluge begins. Even though I'm not staying out here tonight, I'll show you how the Aborigines would build shelter against this sort of rain. Okay, what I can do here is build a bit of a bed straight across from here, one brace here, one onto this ledge. And the worst thing you can do when it's a torrential thunderstorm is just be on the ground, because all of this can just turn to water. So first thing is, I need a platform. The native Australians use whatever is at hand to do this. Sticks for the framework, ivy for the cordage, and bunches of leaves make perfect roofing and bedding. God, I hear that. And this is getting closer as well, this lightning. And that's where the 100% humidity has gone, straight up in the air, and now just pouring down. And this is a wet season, Kimberley, Northern Australia. That's why I was building a bed. This 5 minutes ago was completely dry, and look, now a foot of water. And do you know the amazing thing is? Tomorrow, it will be all bone dry again by lunchtime. But look at that, see that? Just pouring off this sandy outcrop. It might well just stop raining in 5 minutes' time, so I want to fill this up. This is just like manna from heaven. Wow! That's so nice. Come on, rain! I'm hydrated. Again, I've even had a bit of a wash.
But being drenched in the night is no fun. So make sure you build your shelter before the sun goes down. But a much bigger danger out here is lightning. And in Australia, lightning strikes are responsible for 10 deaths a year. And this storm is getting closer.